Greetings and welcome to Average Joe's Fantasy. I, of course, am your host, Steve Nordyke, and we are 4 minutes away from a live snake draft, Yahoo $20 Pro League football snake draft, and we are picking third in this draft. Before I start talking about that, though, I just want to remind everybody, please contact me, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. I can reply to your emails, give you some heads up on draft advice, player rankings, anything that you need, I can give you. I can't guarantee it'll be any good, but I will give you the best advice I possibly can. Also, we have an Average Joe's draft coming up. I believe it's July 8th at 7 o'clock. It's a Sunday. It's also a Yahoo League. It's a $10 custom league. I don't like doing mock drafts, so we're going to have a little entrance fee. There's about half the league left, so please email me your info at avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. Email me. Let me know you want to join. I'll send you the link. And we can hopefully get this baby filled up and have a great draft of Average Joe's listeners. Because really, that's the whole point of this podcast, is to create a fantasy community where everybody can help each other, where we can have insight, questions, where people can ask, you know, about their drafts, about their strategies, and we can all work together to improve ourselves and improve our finishes in these leagues, which I'm going to need some help in my baseball leagues because I'm struggling. But anyways, football, let's talk about that for a little bit here. I'm picking third. Now, unlike the first draft that I did where I picked last, you know, this draft I'm definitely going to go running back, third pick. Again, the top five picks should be the four running backs, Antonio Brown, be Le'Veon Bell, and Todd Gurley, 1 and 2, somewhere in there. Ezekiel Elliott, David Johnson, 3, 4, somewhere in there. Antonio Brown, 5th. Unless something crazy happens, that's the way it's going to go. I'm looking to take Elliott here, unless really somebody falls in love with Johnson or Elliott, and I can get Bell or Gurley. I like Gurley better. You know, everybody has a little bit of a ding to them in the top part of this draft here. Le'Veon Bell is going to miss all of training camp and all the mini camp or whatever, all that stuff. And he's going to report one day early and hope to play, you know. Just like he did last year, and he's probably going to struggle out the gate. And hopefully he picks it up. You know, if I get him third, I'll take him. You know, I just have concerns of guys missing all of camp. Todd Gurley, I mean, I don't really have a lot of concern with him. I think he's the safest pick here. The Rams offense is great. The Rams team should be great. And they should have a lot of leads, and Todd Gurley should get 20, 25 carries a game. Easily. And last year he caught the ball a bit, you know. So he should be the number one player. David Johnson missed all of last year. His quarterback, yeah, I mean, it's not great. The offensive line's not great. But I love the fact that he can just explode and catch the ball and do all these amazing things. And Elliott, well, you know, didn't have a great year last year. And I'm a little concerned with Dak back there. I don't think he is the answer. He can be competent, but I'm afraid he's just going to be like a better Tyrod Taylor or the same as Tyrod Taylor, and that's just concerning. He doesn't have the ability to stretch the field, doesn't throw the ball down the field very often, so it's concerning with Elliott. I love the fact that he had that great offensive line, and I really think that the Cowboys, if they're smart, they should just pound the ball to Elliott all day long. So he could have a really high usage rate here. I like Antonio Brown. Not a big Roethlisberger fan. He's going to miss a couple games like he always does. You know, and this may be the year that the Steelers fall apart. You know, if Bell comes to camp out of shape. Oh, there it is. The draft started. But like I said, if Bell comes out of shape or if Roethlisberger gets hurt, if the offensive line doesn't perform the way it's going to perform, I mean, the Steelers don't have a lot of room for error. So they just concern me a little bit more than anybody else does. Oh, it's my turn already. Who went first here? Let's see. So first, Todd Gurley. Second, Ezekiel Elliott. What do you know? Le'Veon Bell, who I just talked about being a concern, is now on my team. So that worked out well. You know, Bell is a great player. Just it's just concerning, and I may try to deal Bell. I may try to trade down with whoever drafts Barkley or maybe Fournette or Kamara or Kareem Hunt something. If I can get one of those other stud running backs and a great receiver, I may have to make that trade. Just because I'm not that big of a fan. And the guy who took Elliott second, another guy in the league, commented, wow. Because really, that is kind of a wow. I like Elliott. You know, I'd be happy with Elliott at third. But it is what it is. Let's see. My next pick here, you know, it's, what, 12, 13 picks away, 12 picks away now. Kamara just went. Oh, the results here. Let me tell you. So, Gurley, Elliott, Bell, David Johnson, Antonio Brown, Alvin Kamara. And then DeAndre Hopkins just went. So, I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do the next two picks. Because they're going to be pretty close together. I might try to get Kelce in the third round. I'm hoping I can get another running back in the second pick. I would love to get a nice running back with my second pick. But we'll see. Odell Beckham Jr. just went. I like Odell, but I don't like him eighth. Yeah, he's got question marks, too. Questions with his health. Questions with his quarterback play. Leonard Fournette just went ninth. Love me some Fournette. You know, people. I've been reading about how the Jaguars did better with Fournette out. I think that's all hogwash. I think the defense is just schemed differently with Fournette out there. I think Fournette's a beast. Fournette's a great player. You know, he had a little bit of injuries last year with his ankle, but I think Fournette really could be a 12 touchdown guy, 12, 14 touchdown guy, and you know, be a top three player in the year. So he's a solid pick. And that's why I like picking down there. And Kareem Hunt, 10th. Still don't have Barkley off the board. Man, be nice to be down there and get Barkley. You know, that's why I like picking at the bottom of that draft. Wow, Kareem Hunt and Gordon back-to-back. No Barkley yet. It's a little bit ridiculous. You know, Kareem Hunt and Barkley would have been a steal. There goes Barkley, 12th. So the guy who got Fournette just got Barkley. That's sick. That's pretty sweet. Wow. Julio Jones, 13th. I don't know what to think about Julio. You know, Julio holding out. Julio last year just seemed to disappoint, you know. He just didn't seem like the Julio of old. Michael Thomas, 14th. I like Michael Thomas, but I don't think he's going to force his will on the game. I think the game needs to come to him. He's not going to force himself upon the game. So I just don't see him being a dominant player, you know, especially 14th. Keenan Allen, 15th. And then we still have, let's see, we still have A.J. Green. We still have Dalvin Cook. We still have Devontae Adams. I would love to get Dalvin Cook. I'm next. A.J. Green just went. Dalvin Cook is going to go. He's going to go. Dalvin Cook is going to go. There's no way this guy in front of me is going to pass up on Dalvin Cook. And then I'm going to get screwed. And Dalvin Cook just went. Son of a gun. Now I'm left with guys in the next tier. Dalvin Cook was really the last part of that tier. So we got Devontae Adams, Gronk, McCoy, Freeman, Evans, Baldwin, Kelce, Thielen, McKinnon, McCaffrey. I mean, do I take McCaffrey this early? Wow. I could take McCaffrey. Wow, what a disaster that turned out to be. Man, oh man. I get do great with that, and then all of a sudden I'm stuck with McCaffrey. Man, that makes me nervous. Do I take Devontae Adams? Jeez, that's just a disappointment. I'm taking Devontae Adams. Not that happy with that pick. But I have four picks left, and really, who am I looking at? I'm looking at Gronk, McCoy, Kelce, Thielen, McKinnon. Okay, there's like six guys I'm looking at here. So that's my phone. I draft on my phone. I think it's easier. So I'm queuing up the guys that I want. I know Devontae Adams isn't going to make it back to me, so I took him. And I'll be happy with whoever else comes back. And really, so I'm up in four picks, and I got six guys on the board. I got McCaffrey, McKinnon, Thielen, Kelce, McCoy, and Gronkowski. I'll be happy with any one of them. Let's see what the league said. The guy said, gave me Dalvin and David Johnson. Yikes, the guy who got Dalvin Cook. And then another guy said, too bad, neither of them will play a whole season. Another guy said, could be really good. Another guy said, you are high. Another guy said they'll go down in flames. And then the guy who took him said flames of glory. So whatever. So let's see. After I took Davante Adams, Gronkowski went. Then Mike Evans. I really don't like Mike Evans. I don't think he's going to. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are later than him that are going to be as good or better than Evans this year. I'm not high on him at all. Devonta Freeman just went. I'm also not high on him. Gronk went 19th right after I took Adams. So Adams, Gronk, Evans, Devonta Freeman. Also not high on Freeman. And Doug Baldwin just went. So I have a whole bunch of my guys left. I have McCaffrey left. I'm taking my man McCaffrey. Wow. Or McKinnon. Wow, 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 wow. I'm taking McCaffrey. It's a bit of a flyer there. So I'll take it. I like McCaffrey. Probably shouldn't have taken McCaffrey. But I don't like, you know, for the guys left on the list, McCoy, I'm not that high on. I always think that this is going to be the year that he falls off the edge, and this might be the year he falls off the edge. If they have an untested quarterback back there and they stack that box, he could really, really struggle. He has to have room to operate. He needs a quarterback to get him the ball out in the flat to receive, you know, to catch the ball. If he can't get that, he's going to struggle. Kelsey would have been a great pick. I probably should have taken him. Thielen also, I think I like Thielen a lot. I think he's exactly what Kirk Cousins likes. I think that whole offense is built for Kirk Cousins. I think it's perfect. So that would have been a nice pick. And Jared McKinnon in San Francisco. I have him on another team. I like McKinnon. I just think McCaffrey is going to do pretty well this year. Especially with James Stewart gone. And they got C.J. Anderson, who I don't mind. They got a flyer on him late. I mean, he could get 6 touchdowns, 8 touchdowns maybe if he vultures him. But I think McCaffrey's going to be more involved. All right, let's see. Let's recap round 3 here. Devonta Freeman, Doug Baldwin. I took Christian McCaffrey, who I think is a pretty good pick there. LeSean McCoy, Travis Kelce, Jerick McKinnon, Adam Thielen, and Tyreek Hill. Also not very high on Tyreek Hill. I don't know how Mahomes is going to respond to being the starter. I've said this before. I feel like new starters need that tight end to work. Need someone to open up down the middle. And I think Kelce could have a really nice year. We know Mahomes as an absolute cannon. I just don't know if Hill's going to be able to capitalize on that cannon. We'll see. I mean, he's really a boom or bust kind of guy. He could be outstanding. He could be just a flop. But I think he's going to be, I don't know, towards the flop end of the spectrum. Tough to say. So after Hill, we got Aaron Rodgers go, which is ridiculously early for a quarterback. And then Josh Gordon, who is just a huge wild card. It could be a complete bust. It could be all right. But I don't think he's going to do well. Tyrod Taylor doesn't throw the ball down the field. People don't understand that. Jarvis Landry will do better than that offense than Josh Gordon will. 7 picks left before I'm up. Let me queue up some guys here. Ertz, Drake. I'm not going to pick a quarterback yet. Stephon Diggs is high on my list. Joe Mixon. Who else we got here? Rashad Penny, maybe. I really like Rashad Penny. Evan Engram could be my tight end on the way back. I'll put Alex Collins on there. I'll put Jimmy Graham on there. Because I'm going to take a tight end on the way back. I'm going to take a big-time offensive player and then a tight end on the wraparound. Not going to take a defense. I'm not going to take Garoppolo or Golden Tate, anybody like that. Zach Ertz just went. That's disappointing. So I have four picks away. And I have Kenyon Drake, who I'm not really excited about. Stephon Diggs, who I am excited about. Drake just went. Joe Mixon, Rashad Penny, Evan Engram, Alex Collins, and Jimmy Graham. So I'm going to look to get another running back. Joe Mixon just went. Stephon Diggs would be great. Cousins can air it out, and Cousins can hit his receivers down the field. So I think Diggs could be huge there. Let me go over some of the picks that just went off here in round 4. So we had the round 3, round 4 wheel. We had Josh Gordon and Allen Robinson go back-to-back. Juju Smith-Schuster, Zach Ertz, Kenyon Drake, Joe Mixon, Alshon Jeffrey. Jeffrey's a wasted pick. Joe Mixon could be really good. He was not great last year, and I think the Bengals are going to be worse this year. The Bengals are terrible. Bengals are bad, like 4-12 bad or 3-13 bad. They're really bad. Drake, who knows? I don't know how that offense is going to recover from last year. I mean, Tannehill, I guess, is an upgrade over Cutler, I guess. Zach Ertz, I like him a lot. Juju already has issues. My turn. T.Y. Hilton just went before me. So I'm looking at Stephon Diggs or Rashad Penny. And that is a tough call to make. I think we're going to have to go Stephon Diggs and get that number one receiver. He's a top-ranked receiver. We're taking Diggs. And now really the only question is on the way back, am I going to go, if Penny is still there, do I take Penny to fill in my running back wide receiver, or do I take a tight end? Because so far my team's looking pretty good. I got Le'Veon, McCaffrey, Stephon Diggs, and Devontae Adams. That's some pretty good firepower. I could even go with a quarterback and just really – I could go with Russell Wilson. I'm not taking a quarterback. I'm always enticed. Whenever it's the fifth round or fourth, fifth, sixth round, I see these number one quarterbacks just chilling there. Brady, Wilson, Deshaun Watson, they're always there. And I'm like, oh, I should just take one of these guys and lock it up. And then eight rounds later, you know, a guy that's projected to score like 10 less points goes. So it doesn't make me feel any better to take a quarterback right now. So I took Diggs. Then there goes Russell Wilson after me, which is great. And I like Russell Wilson. I think he's going to have a huge year because he just does everything. The man runs. The man throws. The man scores touchdowns left and right. And the Seahawks are really going to rely on him. Tom Brady just went. Oh, so Russell Wilson. And then at the turn, Larry Fitzgerald and Tom Brady back-to-back. Fitzgerald always does well. I think he's a solid player. Just like I said, I don't know about the quarterback play in Arizona. I think that if any of the receivers do well in Arizona, it's going to be Fitzgerald because he's that slot receiver. I think he's a better bet than any of the outside guys. And David Johnson, of course. I mean, that's right where Bradford throws. He throws 10 yards. So both of them guys should do well. So I'm next. I got Penny, Engram, Graham, and Collins on the board. Amari Cooper just went. Wow. Do I take one of these top tight ends and hope they come back? They're not going to come back. Maybe I could take Geis on the way back or somebody like that. I think I got to take one of these top tight ends, don't I? Wow. Or should I go with Deshaun Watson and just really smash it? This is a tough decision for me. It's always better when someone gets taken away. And there's so many good running backs left. There's Ronald Jones. Wow. You know what? We're going to take Rashad Penny. Let's really just pound it in there. Let's go for it. Let's try to get these running backs and just carry my team. Now we're going to hopefully get one of these tight ends on the way back. I doubt it. But we'll give it a shot. Oh! I just got yelled at. The guy called me an F-word stick. F-word stick. And then he said, Penny was mine. And then he took Jordan Howard, who was far, far worse than Penny. Oh, look at this guy. So, real quick here, let's just go over some of these teams here. So, I don't usually talk in any of the comments, really, just because I don't really care, and I'm doing podcasts, and I'm doing something else, you know, but I'll read these ones to you. So, Big Dog, team named Big Dog, took Amari Cooper and he says, I wanted Adams and Diggs, who went right before me both times, and I freaked out, man. Makes me feel good. Then I took Penny right after this guy commented, and then I called an F-word stick. Penny was mine. So I'm pretty happy that, you know, it always makes you feel good when someone says, oh, that's the guy I want, that's the guy I was going for. Number one, means they have some trade value. And I'll forget who said that later, but and if you're paying attention, you could say, oh, this guy wanted Penny. Maybe I can, you know, do a little combo package later for him. This guy wanted one of my receivers. Maybe I can trade him to him later. So that's always nice. And there goes Geis and Collins. Okay, so let me read these to you here. Round four, Fitzgerald Brady on the turn. Amari Cooper. I got Rashad Penny. Then dude took Jordan Howard, Derrick Henry, Sony Michel, Alex Collins, and Darius Geis. Really glad I took Penny now, because all the running backs will be gone by the time I pick again. Howard, I like him. I really want to like Howard. I think he's really good. I just don't think the Bears think he's really good. I can't see him getting over, 900 yards, 800 yards with like six TDs. That's not a fifth-round guy. Derrick Henry, I think Derrick Henry's a beast. I think he's going to split time with, I forgot who they got from the Patriots, Deion Lewis. It really aggravates me when teams have these stud running backs and they got like Danny Woodhead or Darren Sproles or Deion Lewis. It takes away half their carries. It drives me up the wall. It just frustrates me. I hate taking running backs from teams that have these multidimensional, I don't know, scat back is the right term or not, but like a scat back. So, not really that high on Henry. Not fifth round high on Henry. Sony Michel, who knows with New England. I'm not taking any of those guys anywhere near the fifth round. Alex Collins could be a pounder. Doesn't really catch the ball that well, but he could be a pounder and he could, rack up some touchdowns. Darius Geis, pounder as well, but Chris Thompson's in Washington. Chris Thompson was a beast last year when he was healthy. Golden Tate after that. Golden Tate is super slow. Deshaun Watson at the end of round five. I think Deshaun Watson's great. Then the guy went back-to-back, Deshaun Watson and Marvin Jones. Marvin Jones is a really nice player. And Jimmy Graham went. Mark Ingram went. I still have Evan Engram on my list. He's going to go for sure. There he goes. Oh, why do I even say his name? Every time. Man, every time I say someone's name, they're gone. So now I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, what the hell am I going to do now? Cousins is there. I'm not taking it. There's so many quarterbacks. Wentz is there. I might just take Jay Ajayi and hopefully trade Ajayi and another running back for somebody. There goes Ajayi. I just do it every time. I just can't help hurting myself. Ronald Jones the second's there. I really like him. I think he could really emerge as a top eight running back, top five running back if he gets the carries. Jarvis Landry, Robert Woods, man, these guys are all garbage. Take a quarterback? I don't know what the hell I'm going to do now. It's just disappointing. Just disappointing. Royce Freeman is down there on the bottom of the list. I could look to him. Aaron Jones is down there on the bottom of the list. I mean, if he splits carries, it's not great. But if I take... There's so many quarterbacks. I mean, there's like six quarterbacks that are great. Kyle Rudolph is there. Maybe I'll just go Rudolph because Cousins works Rudolph to death. Works tight ends to death. Maybe I'll go... Oh, there goes Ronald Jones. Ugh. Who's on my list? Tevin Coleman is still there. Marlon Mack. I might just take Royce Freeman. To hell with it. Take him a couple rounds early. You need another running back. I've got three starting. I'm taking them. And I'll take a quarterback on the way back. I'm taking Freeman. All these running backs are going. I'm getting in at him. He's way down the list. I hate taking guys early, but there he goes. Royce Freeman, baby. Don't let me down. See, any comment? Any comment on Freeman? Man. Losing Engram. Getting Engram that late would have been a steal. And there goes Deion Lewis. So let me tell you here, round six, Marvin Jones, Jimmy Graham, Mark Ingram, Evan Engram, Demaryius Thomas. Engram I don't really like because he's going to miss the first four games, obviously, but I think he could have his role reduced for the season. Evan Engram I love as a breakout. He broke out last year, but he could be a dominant, like Jimmy Graham in his prime guy. Demaryius Thomas just drops the hell out of everything. Jay Ajayi could really be good. I think he could have a really nice year. I was hoping to get him down there, but he went. Rounds on the second I talked about already. Royce Freeman could be a really nice breakout. He could have a solid year. Deion Lewis, I don't know why he'd take a guy who's going to get the ball 12 to 14 times a game. Brandon Cooks, maybe. I mean, the end of round six isn't bad. So the guy went Brandon Cooks and Jarvis Landry back-to-back round six and round seven. I'm next. Do I take a quarterback? All the quarterbacks are still there. I mean, do I take Wentz? Do I take Cam Newton? Do I take Kirk Cousins? I got to take Wentz, right? There's really... There are some running backs left, but I think I got to take Wentz. Got to take one of these stud quarterbacks. Sorry, I'm just thinking here. There's so many quarterbacks left. Oh, my goodness. I'm taking Wentz. So we took Wentz. I don't know. I don't like taking a guy when there's like six other ones just like him. That's just me. I mean, Wentz is probably the best one of the bunch. I mean, Drew Brees is obviously the best one of the bunch, but dude has such a balanced offense now that he's not going to air it out 45 times a game. I mean, the 5,000-yard, 30-touchdown Drew Brees is probably over. Kyle Rudolph was still there, whatever. I'm telling my team right now, I got Wentz at quarterback, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs at running at wide receiver, Le'Veon Bell, Christian McCaffrey at running back. At the flex position, I got Rashad Penny and Royce Freeman on the bench. Wow. That's an awesome, awesome team. Tell you what, Jacksonville comes back, I'm taking them. I'm going to build myself a starting lineup of heroes, but he won't come back. And I may have to look to, I don't know. I'm queuing up people right now. So I put Cousins is still on my queue. Rudolph's on my queue. Jacksonville D's on my queue. I hate taking defenses. But they were such a dominant squad last year. Maybe I'll think about it. Delanie Walker. Queue up Philadelphia. Robert Woods. Minnesota. Tevin Coleman is definitely on my list. Coleman might be the guy. Fuller might be the guy. Aaron Jones is on my list. Carlos Hyde is on my list. That says he is the early favorite to start week one. Zippity-doo-dah. I don't really care about the Cleveland offense that much. But if Hyde does get the majority of the carries, he could have it. I mean, Hyde's all right. He's got Duke Johnson. He's got Chubb. He's got competition back there for sure. Let's see who else we got. Let's go down the list here. Where is my man at? Where is he? I put Chris Thompson on the queue. There he is, Jordy Nelson. I love Jordy Nelson. I think Jordy Nelson is going to have a huge, huge year. Huge year. Chris Carson's also down there, too. He could be a nice little handcuff if someone takes him ahead of me. Tarik Cohen also could have a nice year. Marquise Goodwin down there at the bottom of the list. I like him. That's pretty much about, I mean, Robbie Anderson, maybe. That's about the bottom of the list I want to go for there. Kerryon Johnson, maybe. All right. Let's get back up in the top of this list. You're up in 7 picks. Let me tell you who's gone here in round 7. It's Jarvis Landry, Lamar Miller. I took Wentz, Marlon Mack, Drew Brees, Pierre Garçon, Cam Newton, Jimmy Garoppolo, Devin Funchess, Greg Olsen. So I started the quarterback run here. I took the first one out of 4. I took the best one out of the 4, honestly. I like Cam. I think he does a lot of things. He just doesn't throw the ball very well. He has a cannon, but just doesn't throw it very accurately. And his receivers are not great. They haven't... Oh, there was Coleman. Son of a gun. They haven't been great. And I don't think the guys... I don't think, like, Devin Funchess is going to make Cam Newton into freaking Peyton Manning. Oh, and anybody who's listened to this podcast before, and there are a lot of you out there that have, we're not recording this in my car at lunch. This is actually in a hotel in Dallas here on a business trip. So we are going to record. I may actually do a double dip tonight because I am scheduled to do a custom league later. So we'll see if it fills. If it fills, we'll do a custom league draft as well. Have a 2-episode night. There goes Jacksonville's defense. Perfect. So, the end of round 7, Devin Funchess, Greg Olsen, and then Tevin Coleman, Duke Johnson, Jacksonville D, Philly D. I mean, Minnesota's D still there. I don't know what I'm going to do. My team is sweet. I may take Kirk Cousins. There goes Trey Burton, tight end. Yeah, I may take Kirk Cousins. There's Minnesota's D. That's sweet. What running backs are left? Marshawn is still there. Put him on the queue. And there's not a whole lot of starters. Marshawn is the starter. I don't like Marshawn Lynch at all. I don't like him as a player. Just don't like him at all. We'll take him though. We just got beast mode, baby. We are loading up. We're gonna need a wide receiver here pretty quick. And really, it might be Jordy Nelson. And I might be looking at that. Yeah, Jordy Nelson's going to be the guy in 4 picks. I think Jordy Nelson's going to have an amazing year. It's either going to be Jordy or Will Fuller. Will Fuller is more of a wild card. If he stays healthy, he could be really great. But I think Jordy is just the kind of player that Oakland needs. And Amari Cooper was kind of supposed to be that guy. And Crabtree's supposed to be that guy. I mean, Crabtree across the middle, slow. Cooper just doesn't catch the ball. But Jordy, he's good across the middle. He's got good hands. He's the kind of player that could really turn Derek Carr into something special. And Corey Davis just went. Not taking Sammy Watkins. All right. Sorry, just trying to get my list ready here. It's really tough when you get down to this part of the draft because you got guys that are splitting time. You're looking for, like it was Tarik Cohen, taking Jordy Nelson. Boom! Welcome to the team, Jordy Nelson. We're going to need a tight end up here. I should have taken Kyle Rudolph. Damn it. Should have taken him. Yeah, that's what I should have done. My mistake. And there are still tight ends like to go. There are still tight ends on the list. But it gets really, really crappy the farther down you go here. I hope Rudolph or Walker make it back because they're really head and shoulders above everybody else. But 14 picks is a long time to wait. And they're both right near the top. I mean, the first top three players available, according to average pick, is Rudolph, Cousins, and Walker, and I want two of those three. So, yeah, and it just upsets me. It upsets me now that I took... this is always the way it is. So I took my quarterback, Carson Wentz, ahead of anybody good. Really, not really. I mean, Jacksonville's defense, but really I didn't take him ahead of anybody else. If I had taken Carson Wentz and then ahead of some of the tight ends, and then they're gone, I'd be upset. But really, the guys that went after Carson Wentz are quarterbacks and crappy players. So I don't really think I missed out on anything on that. And now some kickers are going. Perfect. Take some kickers, baby. Justin Tucker. I love Justin Tucker. I'm never going to get him on any team because I'm not taking a kicker in the freaking, what is it, 9th round here? Yeah, I'm not taking a kicker in the 8th round. Sorry. I'd rather have a lottery ticket, you know. You can draft a guy in the 8th and 9th round and have him be a top 5 player overall. Justin Tucker will never be a top 5 player overall, but Aaron Jones could. Who else could here? Aaron Jones could. Carlos Hyde, I mean, could. Nah, not really. Chris Thompson could potentially be. Kirk Cousins could be a top 5 player. I mean, I want guys down here when there's all this, you know, crappy players or split-time players or guys who are coming off injuries or guys who just aren't any good anymore. I'm not looking to play it safe in the 8th or 9th round. I want a home run. If I don't get a home run, I'm going to cut him before the season starts and hopefully trade for another home run. See anybody comments here? Nobody comments on any more I picked since those last couple ones I read to you. But I'm looking for home runs down here. I'll take my kicker of the last pick. It's fine. I mean, the difference between Butker and Tucker is not worth, you know, 6 rounds. I still have 6 players to pick. So why would I take a kicker now? Marquise Goodwin just went. Both those tight ends are still there. Cousins is still there. Aaron Jones is still there. Will Fuller is still there. And I have 7 picks left. And Carlos Hyde is still there. Man, oh man, that's great. I'm not going to worry about a defense. I'm not going to worry about a kicker now. Carlos Hyde just went. Disappointing. Roethlisberger just got drafted. Are we in around? Where are we in? Okay, let me read you. I don't think I read you round. Let me catch up a few rounds here for my pick. Round 8. Starting off round 8. Tevin Coleman. Duke Johnson. Duke is all right, but he's just, you know, three-headed timeshare. Jacksonville defense. Trey Burton. Tight end. He's pretty good. I think it's a good pick. Minnesota defense. Chris Hogan. Could be a nice pick. You never know. Marshawn Lynch. My pick. I don't know about him. Julian Edelman. Out 4 games. I don't know. I mean, you could take him as a wild card, I guess. Robert Woods. Not a big fan of him. But he had a nice year last year. Corey Davis could be kind of a wild card. Tarik Cohen could have a monster year. Jordy Nelson, I love. Randall Cobb can't catch anymore. Steven Gostkowski, what's the point of taking a kicker so early? Sammy Watkins, depends on how well Mahomes performs. It really does. Plus, he's going to have to compete with these other guys on that team to get targets. I mean, he's like the fourth option, really. And then you got Zerline kicker, Tucker kicker, Jamison Crowder, who might actually have a nice year. Marquise Goodwin could have a really nice year. And then heading into round 10, Carlos Hyde. If he starts, I like him. It's my pick, by the way. Roethlisberger, Crabtree. I hate Crabtree. Kirk Cousins, Robbie Anderson, Cooper Kupp, Emmanuel Sanders. Now I'm getting my tight end. I'm taking Kyle Rudolph. I love that I passed up my tight end, and then I got one later. And if, tell you what, in 3 picks, if Delanie Walker's there, I'm taking Delanie Walker. Why not? I'll take the top 2 tight ends that are still on the board. Ah. So I took Kyle Rudolph, and then Will Fuller went, and then some dingleberry said, whoo, he lasted, and he took Delanie Walker. So he was also on the same boat I was, trying to get a tight end. So now we're looking at Aaron Jones. I'm not going to take a defense. And the Rams defense is still there. Denver's defense is still there. Here's Chris Thompson. Let's see. By rank. Sterling Shepard just went. So Burkhead to top him by rank. And then Dez Bryant. I don't know who's going to sign with Dez. I don't know what's going on with Dez. I'm just not going to take him. CJ Anderson, I don't mind. He could have a nice year. He should be better than James Stewart. Aaron Jones, big wild card. Jared Goff, Stafford, Isaiah Crowell. I'm a Jets fan. I hope Crowell does well. Devontae Parker in Miami. Who knows Devontae Parker? I mean, he wasn't great last year. Had 26 seconds left. And we're struggling. We are struggling. Who's on my list? I think we're going to take Aaron Jones. Yep. Aaron Jones. Welcome to the team. We now have 3 running backs on the bench. No kicker, no defense. I'll tell you what we're going to do next time, though. We're taking a quarterback. There's some good ones left. Man, maybe we won't. Man, there's so many quarterbacks. Let me tell you my quarterback strategy here. I think I've mentioned it before, but I don't like taking quarterbacks early. I'm not going to have Aaron Rodgers on any team. I'm not taking a quarterback in the 3rd round or 4th round. If Aaron Rodgers was there in the 5th round, I might take him. But really, is he that much better than Deshaun Watson? No. Is he that much better than Brady? No. So what's the difference? Why is anybody taking Rodgers so early? I don't get it. I mean, he could be the number 1 player overall in fantasy, but the quarterback position is so, really it is, deep. I mean, elite quarterbacks in the actual NFL, it's not very deep. But fantasy quarterbacks, you can put up some serious numbers. I mean, Kirk Cousins can put up serious numbers and be like the 10th best quarterback overall, but be like the number 2 or 3 quarterback in fantasy. This is because he's going to throw the ball a lot and get a lot of touchdowns. I mean, that offense is great for him. Same with Stafford. Stafford just airs the ball out. I mean, it's not going to be – no one's going to confuse him with Drew Brees or Tom Brady, but because he just throws the ball so often, he's a nice fantasy quarterback. I don't think he's going to suddenly improve and all of a sudden he's super, super accurate and we're talking about him being, you know, the next best thing. I think he is where he is going to be. But as a backup quarterback, he's solid. So if I'm taking a backup quarterback down here, if I get Stafford in the last round, you know, whatever. I know who I'm getting. He's not going to have any exceptional value unless somehow the Lions just really just come out of the gates crazy. They don't have the receiving talent to do that. Marvin Jones is a nice player, but he's not an elite receiver. Golden Tate's a nice possession receiver, but he's not an elite receiver. They don't have a running game. They don't have a tight end. So Stafford is not going to get better. Someone like Patrick Mahomes could be like this year's Carson Wentz. You know, Wentz came out of nowhere last year and dominated. Same with Goff. There was Devontae Parker. I was looking for him. So somebody like Mahomes could be on the list. Andrew Luck could be on the list because he could be great. I'll put him on my little checklist there. So really, I mean, for one game a year, you have one bye week. It is a little more concerning with me having Wentz if he is doesn't play well or is he's injured. Now, this guy just took Prescott. I don't know why you think Prescott ahead of any of these other guys. There's a lot of guys here that are better than Prescott. But Mahomes, I mean, Mahomes could be the best of the bunch. So I'll put him on my list, too. So I'm looking at, let me tell you, my Q list right now, I'm up in five picks. I have Kerryon Johnson in Detroit, who should be the every down back. I mean, Detroit is terrible. Greg Kittle, tight end. O.J. Howard, tight end. Ben Watson and tight end for the Saints. Now, he could be great. I like Ben Watson. I really like him. Austin Seferian Jenkins, who says he's the best tight end in the league. He could be really good. Andrew Luck, Patrick Mahomes. Now, Stafford just went. I'm taking Mahomes, baby. I mean, down here... Oh, Mahomes just went. Oh, really? Let's see who's left. Wide receiver, we have Kelvin Benjamin. Kelvin Benjamin, the number one receiver in Buffalo. He's just not great. Just not great. DJ Moore could be a great rookie in Carolina. Put him on the list. Christian Kirk in Arizona could do well if they had a decent quarterback. Well, the receivers are pretty thin. Do I even have a backup receiver here? Who's my backup receiver? Jordy is. I'm taking Luck. Yep, taking Luck. Now I have two quarterbacks with injury problems. Ooh. Kerryon Johnson just went. Yep. So there's your lottery ticket. So I took Luck. Another guy took Kerryon Johnson, and then the guy wrote in the chat, F word. So either he was mad because I took Luck, or the guy took Kerryon Johnson. Probably because he got to Kerryon Johnson because this guy just dropped an F word. Just said Nick took Nick Chubb. So I guess that's what happened. I'm up in two picks. Chris Carson is still there. Should I take Chris Carson? I don't think. Maybe I'll take Jamal Williams and see how that works out. There's still a lot of kickers left. There's still defenses left. And defenses are easy to stream. You just pick someone who's playing the Bengals or the Browns. I mean, Tyrod doesn't throw a lot of picks. They're not going to score a lot of points. He just can't. He doesn't throw the ball in the field. Kickers, there's a ton of good ones left. So we're not going to worry about a kicker for a while. Unless I want to drop, you know, Greg Kittle. That might be what I do, to take Kittle. A second tight end. You know, I like having Jamal Williams just went, so we're taking Kittle. Ah. To take Kittle. I'm taking Kelvin Benjamin. Let's see how he works out. I'm not a big fan of the Buffalo quarterback situation. I like it. I like what Buffalo did by getting McCarron. Josh Allen, I'm not sure about. I think he would have been better for a team with a starter, like a established starter. I mean, what's he going to learn from A.J. McCarron? How to hold a clipboard? A.J. McCarron hasn't played. So I don't know how you mean it. Tyrod and Baker, perfect. The Jets situation, perfect. Even the Cardinals situation, perfect. And these are guys who can sit behind a veteran quarterback and learn a little bit and not feel the pressure. But Josh Allen, he's going to feel some pressure. Oh, Kittle. Someone just took Kittle. Let me see. When did Kittle just go? Kittle went a couple picks after I took Benjamin. So we're going to be chilling with one tight end for now and have to make a pickup, I guess, when it's tight end week. And I probably should have taken Kittle. Oh, well. Let me see who we got on my team left here. We've got no tight end, no kicker. Or no defense and no kicker. Who do we got left? Luke Wilson in Detroit, tight end. Chris Carson, maybe. Maybe Chris Carson. Wow, it's pretty thin. Pretty thin down here, I'll tell you that. Take Latavius Murray, maybe? Latavius wasn't bad last year when he played. It was after his ankle got healed a little bit, he wasn't too bad. And there's... Now, I'm going to take Benjamin Watson. That's what I'm going to take. Yeah, there's not a lot left. This is pretty bare bones on here in the bottom of the draft. And the reason I'm not taking a kicker in a defense, what's the point? I'm not filling out a roster for this weekend. You know, they're not playing next week. There's plenty of dudes on waivers that I can pick up to be a D. And what's going on here? There's some talking in my list. Tor said, wow, I seriously doubt that your tactic will work if you think you get trade baits this way. Delight, your team sucks. Who's Delight? Who is... Oh. And he said LOL. Because he's an adult. Yeah, we're going to take Benjamin Watson. Benjamin Watson. Maybe we should take Severus Jenkins. I don't know what we're going to take. But I don't need a kicker now. I don't need a defense now because the season's not starting next week. We got months before the season starts. So if I take a couple of these guys down here, you know, some of these running backs, some of these receivers, maybe they turn into a gold mine before the season starts, you know? Maybe they turn into some value. And if they do, I can package them off, or if they don't, I can cut them. Whatever, it's not a big deal. But DJ Moore looks like he could be the real deal here. We might take DJ Moore. See how he works out. Because Devin Funchess is not that guy. So if we take him, running back, we got Latavius Murray, Ty Montgomery, Doug Martin. I do like Nyheim Hines in Indianapolis. I just don't think the roster's big enough to have him on the team right now. But I'll keep an eye on him. Because he could be a nice little steal. There's just not a lot left. I mean, there's LeGarrette Blount. Cameron Brate. Let's see, maybe Safarian Jenkins. Maybe we'll take Safarian Jenkins or Benjamin Watson. I don't know which one to take here. Take Benjamin Watson. So I'm writing in the chat, send trade offers and good luck. Everybody, you know, I'm open for business. And my last, DJ Moore. should have taken him instead of that tight end. Whenever you have one guy that you want that plays, you know, one position, and you have two guys that play another position, take the one guy first, because there's a good chance you're going to get one of the other two on the way back, which is what would have happened here, because no one took Safarian Jenkins, but DJ Moore did get taken. So let's see, all offense, there's just not a lot left. Certainly no, there's no rock stars down here. Tavis Murray, maybe. Wow, these guys are terrible. Gio Bernard. Christian Kirk in Arizona. Man, I don't know what we're going to take here. The last pick. I'll take a defense? No, I'm not taking a defense. Oh, I just lost my guy. I'm taking Kirk. Christian Kirk. Arizona receiver. Team complete. So there we go. Christian Kirk. All right. Let's do a couple minutes here. Read off my team and analyze a couple other teams here. So my team, just assume that my kicker and defense are going to be average. So Carson Wentz at quarterback, I think he has great upside, could be a top five quarterback overall, should be a top five quarterback overall, is a top five quarterback overall. Devonta Adams and Stephon Diggs, Adams could be, you know, really could be a top three receiver. Diggs could be a top five receiver, top seven receiver. When I say could be, it really depends on a lot of other factors, but they both definitely have the talent to be big time playmakers. Le'Veon Bell is really the number one running back. He really is. Just him in this training camp, holding out of all that stuff is concerning for me. Christian McCaffrey, I'm looking at McCaffrey to get like 800 yards rushing and 800 yards receiving. You know, something like that with 10 or 12 or 14 touchdowns total, that's huge. Kyle Rudolph, tight end, catches touchdowns. I mean, Cousins loves his tight ends. Rudolph's a touchdown catcher. Rashad Penny could be a gold mine there. Royce Freeman on the bench, also a lot of ticket, could be a gold mine. Marshawn Lynch, I just hate Marshawn Lynch. I don't like that pick at all. But he's a starting running back on an offense that should be all right. Jordy Nelson, I love that pick. Got a lot of Raiders. I don't know why so many Raiders. Aaron Jones, running back, Green Bay. I mean, they're gonna share time, but he could be a real steal. If he gets the majority of the carries, could be a real steal. Andrew Luck has the talent to be a top five, top seven quarterback. I mean, we're gonna see. I mean, the reason I took him instead of somebody that's healthy is hopefully to package him later and send him away for a trade to get somebody good. Kelvin Benjamin, the number one receiver in Buffalo, which isn't really saying much, but if McCarron can air it out a little bit, Benjamin could have a nice year. Benjamin Watson, tight end. We'll see how Drew Brees works him. He could be a nice source of touchdowns. And Christian Kirk, Arizona, is my wild card here. If he does start, if he's the number one or two option for Arizona, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see if Bradford dares to throw the ball farther than 8 yards. But whatever, it's my last pick. He'll probably get dropped. So that's my team. Let's pick on Afternoon Delight, one of the guys that was mentioned in the draft. I think he's got all the running backs. He's got a lot of them. All right, let's see what he's got here. So he took David Johnson first, fourth overall. Then he took Dalvin Cook, his next pick. Then he took T.Y. Hilton. Well, I'm not a fan of T.Y. Hilton. I don't know. I don't like T.Y. Hilton. He killed me last year. Killed me. After dropping me, he had like 200 yards. So T.Y. Hilton. I'll just read you the roster here. Phillip Rivers, quarterback. T.Y. Hilton and Chris Hogan at receivers. Receivers pretty weak. David Johnson, Dalvin Cook. Great, great. 1-2. Cameron Bright, tight end. Whatever. Not great. LeSean McCoy, flex. Great pick. No kicker. Charger defense. Jordan Howard. Ronald Jones. Marlon Mack on the bench. Solid bench. Howard is not great, but Jones and Mack could really be really great. Randall Cobb, Emmanuel Sanders, Dez Bryant, and Matt Ryan. Dude's got a decent bench. This doesn't have very good starting receivers. I mean, I'm going to give my team, my grade on my team is an A-. And I don't always give my teams good grades because there are sometimes I draft poorly. But I really think getting Le'Veon Bell third helps a lot. And I love the McCaffrey. Maybe like, yeah, A-. I'm going to give myself an A-. 91%, something like that. This guy is going to be like an 85%, 86%. His quarterback is terrible. He's got Phillip Rivers and Matt Ryan. Terrible. Probably one of the worst starters. Probably going to be the worst quarterback combination in the league. Receivers are not good. T.Y. is way overdrafted. Hogan is, you never, I mean, who knows? Tight end, not great. So, I think he's an 85%. Let's pick another team here real quick. Let's go with, you can't touch this. He also has no kicker, no defense. He's got, his first pick was Elliott at number 2. Okay, Russell Wilson, Doug Baldwin, Amari Cooper. Don't like Cooper. Baldwin is good. I'm just not a big fan of Baldwin. Cooper can't catch the ball. Elliott and Deion Lewis at running back. Don't like having a guy who's going to share carries starting. Rob Gronkowski, tight end, number 1 tight end. And Lamar Miller at the flex. Lamar Miller's terrible. Wow, this guy's team, this is brutal. Edelman, Tarik Cohen, Will Fuller, Sterling Shepard, Kerryon Johnson, Jamal Williams, DJ Moore, and Michael Gallup. This dude's team is like an 80 or a 70. This guy's a C for sure. 74 or 75. I mean, the receivers are all right. Cooper's not great. But Deion Lewis starting? No. Lamar Miller starting? No. I don't like it. C on that team. He'll probably win the league now. Let's pick one more team, then we'll be done for this one. This guy, Le'Veon a Prayer. Like living on a prayer, get it? His first pick was Todd Gurley. Why would you have your team named Le'Veon on a Prayer and have the number 1 pick and then not take Le'Veon Bell? Doesn't make any sense. Anyways, he took Todd Gurley number 1. He's got Tom Brady, Mike Evans, Larry Fitzgerald, solid receivers. I just don't think there's very big upside there. Gurley and Devonta Freeman at running back. Freeman's concussions worry me, but solid running backs. Delanie Walker, tight end, all right. Brandon Cooks, flex, whatever. He's got a kicker, Will Lutz, defense of the Rams. It's a pretty decent team. Jarvis Landry, Robert Woods, Corey Davis, Chris Thompson, Nick Chubb, and Jameis Winston. This dude's team's probably like an 85. Probably 85. Just because I don't think Freeman, I think he could have done better than Freeman. I think he could have done better than Fitzgerald. So I'll say 85 on this guy. All right. That's all I got. That's all I'm going to talk about. Let me recap you the first couple rounds here in case you missed it. Because I like when people do that for me. So if I listen to a fantasy draft, I want to hear the first couple rounds again. So I'll do the first five rounds. I'll tell you the best and the worst picks. So round 1, Gurley, Elliott, Bell, Johnson, Brown, Kamara, Hopkins, Beckham, Fournette, and Hunt. I think the best pick in that round is me at 3rd. And Hunt at 10. Those are great picks. I think the worst pick is probably Odell at 8. And those are all pretty standard, but I think Odell went early. He could have done better than Odell. You know, I just think Odell was too early, so that's the worst pick in that round. Round 2, Melvin Gordon, Saquon Barkley, Julio Jones, Michael Thomas, Keenan Allen, A.J. Green, Dalvin Cook, Devontae Adams, Rob Gronkowski, and Mike Evans. The best pick in this round was Barkley. He's been going like 6th in every other draft that I've done, 6th or 7th. So to get him 12th is a steal. I think Michael Thomas might have been the worst pick in that round. Or A.J. Green. So I think Dalvin Cook should have been ahead of him. I mean, if you're going to take Michael Thomas 14th, you should have taken Allen instead. You should have taken Dalvin Cook instead. I think you should have taken Devontae Adams instead. I think Devontae Adams is a pretty solid pick for me. Round 3, Devonta Freeman, Doug Baldwin, Christian McCaffrey, LeSean McCoy, Travis Kelce, Jerick McKinnon, Adam Thielen, Tyreek Hill, Aaron Rodgers, and Josh Gordon. I think the best pick in that round was probably Kelce. I like Kelce. And he went a full round after Gronkowski, really. I mean, well, not a whole round. Half a round after Gronkowski. I think he's better. I think he'll have a better year. I think the worst pick is Josh Gordon. It's just way too early for him. I don't think Tyreek can throw the ball to him, get him on the field. Round four, Allen Robinson, Juju, Zach Ertz, Kenyon Drake, Joe Mixon, Alshon Jeffrey, T.Y. Hilton, Stephon Diggs, Russell Wilson, Larry Fitzgerald. I think the best pick in this round was mine, Stephon Diggs. I think that was a steal that late. I think the worst pick was Alshon Jeffrey. I mean, I don't like T.Y. I don't really like Fitzgerald that much, but Jeffrey was toast last year, and he's not going to be better this year. He is done. And the fifth round, and Juju also was not a great pick either because he's injured. Fifth round, Tom Brady, Amari Cooper, Rashad Penny, Jordan Howard, Derrick Henry, Sony Michel, Alex Collins, Darius Geis, Golden Tate, and Deshaun Watson. I think the best pick in that round might have been Deshaun Watson. It's pretty late. I mean, the end of the fifth round, it's pretty late for Deshaun Watson. I mean, in the last one I did for you guys, Deshaun Watson went number one overall to Mrs. Watson. So him and the last pick in the fifth round was a pretty solid pick. I like my Rashad Penny pick. But, I mean, it's a full round difference between Brady and Deshaun Watson here. So I think Deshaun Watson was the best pick of that round. I think probably, I don't know, Sony Michel might have been the worst pick in that round. Probably Sony Michel. And Derrick Henry wasn't great either, but Sony Michel is part of a three-way monster. So he's probably the worst one. Well, there it is. Remember, Average Joe's Fantasy, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. Email me with any questions fantasy related. If you want to join our $10 Yahoo Listener League, email me and I will send you the link and get you joined up. It's going to be July 8th at 7 o'clock. It's a Sunday for Average Joe's listeners. And if you want to invite somebody else, that's fine. If you want to ask me a question about draft strategy, that's fine. But yeah, let's build this sucker up and make this a viable platform for, not professionals, just regular people that play fantasy and don't want to get smoked every year. All right, thank you. Average Joe's out.